So just before we sang this carol, I read from the Gospel of Luke. And it's a very well-known story, a Christmas story, where the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, a young woman, a virgin. And the angel Gabriel tells us something amazing, but something scary as well. I imagine you're a young woman doing what you do every day. And whilst you're doing what you do every day, suddenly an angel appears. And the angel says something quite strange. The angel says, you're going to have a son. You're going to have a baby is going to be born to you. Now the angel says this to Mary. She was afraid at seeing who he was. But the angel says, don't be afraid. And the reason he said, don't be afraid, is because the message of Christmas is a beautiful one. It's one that we can all rejoice in and we can all enjoy. Now, when the angel was giving a description of whom this baby boy will be, he used the words, he will be great. He will be great. Now, do you agree that Jesus is the greatest person to have ever walked this earth? For what other reason do Christians celebrate Christmas, other than the fact that Jesus truly is great? Let me get you thinking. Do you know anyone whom you would describe as great? Some parents here are probably hoping that their children will say that they are great. I would love if my little daughter one day, when she can speak, that she would come to me and say, Daddy, you're so great. I would love that. But have you known anyone so great? I remember when I was a little boy, I would imagine meeting up with, guess who? I would imagine meeting up with Superman. I imagine meeting up with Batman, and I would want to be just like them when I grew up. Because they were the greatest. They were superheroes. They always saved the day. Who are the superheroes of today? I think Frozen is the thing everyone speaks about now. And if you consider Anna and Elsa, wouldn't you love to meet Anna and Elsa one day? They always save the day. So we all have an idea of people who are great and people we wouldn't mind looking up to. That's why I love superhero stories growing up. It was always good versus evil, and good always wins. Now, the thing is, we all have an idea of what greatness is. And there are some people we really don't mind looking up to them. Now, we, with all these different peoples and superheroes we have in our lives, what the Bible teaches us is that Jesus' greatness goes beyond theirs in every way. Especially the fact that his greatness is real and true. Now we may ask the question, how do you define someone who is great? Now depending on whom you ask, they may have a person in their mind. I used to live in India when I was younger. And on practically every note, banknote, money note, you would have the face of Mahatma Gandhi. And a lot of people in India would say Mahatma Gandhi was great. If you asked a nun, for example, they would say Mother Teresa was great. If you ask a young child, what would they say? Probably Santa Claus is great. He brings me presents. So you find that our definitions of greatness can be subjective depending on the person we're talking to. It might be influenced by our feelings and our opinions and our interests. But the Bible teaches us that Jesus' greatness is not subjective. People may be quick to point out, of course it is, only Christians will say Jesus was great. That's true in one sense, but consider this. Jesus' greatness is universal. You can go to any country in the world today, you can go to any country in the world right now, and you will find people after people, young and old, telling others of the greatness of Jesus. You see, I will go as far as to say that Jesus is great regardless of our opinions about him. There is a reason why the angel could say, even before Jesus was born, the angel could say to Mary, he will be great. So what makes a person great? We look at what a person has done. Ask people why Mahatma Gandhi was great, and they will say that he fought against social segregation and the class system affecting an entire nation. Ask people why Mother Teresa was great, and they will say that she fought against poverty and distress, providing physical and emotional support to hundreds of homeless and sick individuals through her charitable works. But what about Jesus? What did he do, and what does he continue to do? He did the ultimate thing. He gave himself up as a sacrifice to save people from their sins. We hear of mothers dying for their children. We hear of soldiers dying for their nation. But Jesus died for those who rejected him, for those whose sins nailed him to the cross. We hear of people fighting for social reforms and people's rights. But Jesus, in pure love, came to shine his light in a dark world. He came to give eternal life to a world filled with pain and death. And Jesus continues to change people from the inside out, beginning at the heart of the person. Why the heart? Because the heart of a person reflects the nature of that person. No one has to be taught to lie. No one has to be taught to be rebellious. No one has to be taught to be proud. No one has to be taught to be selfish. And I know that I've got an 18-month-old girl, and she wants everything for herself. I never taught her that. Well, I hope I didn't. But Jesus transforms a liar into a bearer of truth. Jesus transforms a thief into a giver. He transforms a gossip into a speaker of good. He transforms a rebel into a lover of God and people. That is why Jesus is great. The Christingles, the children were holding, the things they made at the back. One of the things was the candle. That represents that he is the light of the world. It represents that he came to shine his light in a dark world. He came to shine his light on men and women who have dark hearts. He came to show us our darkness so that in him, in his light, we can know truth and we can have life. What is the main message of Christmas? The full revelation of who Jesus is. The baby boy that was born to the Virgin Mary. It's not just a man who did wonderful things. The baby boy we remember at Christmas is also God. God came to earth. When we sang, "O come, only faithful," what did we sing about Jesus? We sang, "God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not created." This is why we celebrate Christmas. The baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger, is God. That is amazing. What about the carol, "Silent Night"? What did we sing? We sang, "Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of God, Jesus, Lord at your birth." Jesus is the Son of God. He is great. Think of the Christmas stories, you know, the shepherds watching their flocks, and the angel stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And what did the angel say? "For there is born to you this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Jesus Christ is a Savior. He came to save people from their sins. What about the wise men who traveled from the east following his star? What did they come to do? They came to worship that boy Jesus. Not Herod the Great. They came to worship the boy Jesus. Jesus, even as a baby, was worthy of more worship than any other great king of the time and any other great king that has ever been or will ever be. The Bible calls him the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's how great he is. You see, God came down from his glory. He took the form of man and he became a servant. This is the Jesus Christians know and adore. As a man, he lived a sinless, perfect life. There was no darkness in Jesus. That's why he's called the light of the world. There was no darkness in him at all. Not a single lie came out of his mouth. Not a single bad thought went through his mind. And as a God-man, Jesus did wondrous things. He gave sight to the blind. He made the lame walk. He made the deaf to hear. He made the dumb to speak. He fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He walked on water. He calmed the storm. He brought the dead back to life. Jesus did all of this. Now let me ask you a personal question. Who is the greatest in your life? Is it Jesus? You and I, we all need Jesus in our lives. The Bible teaches us that without Jesus we can do nothing. Then think of a line. Where would you put yourself? On one end, it's Adolf Hitler. On the other hand is Mother Teresa. Where would you be along this line? Most people would put themselves in the middle. Because they don't think they're as bad as Hitler was. But at the same time, they don't want to come across as proud and say that they're like Mother Teresa. So we'd like to put ourselves in the middle. Now, the question is, so Adolf Hitler there, Mother Teresa there, we're somewhere in the middle. Where is Jesus on this line? Some people may say, well, he's a million miles that side of Mother Teresa. Well, I never told you which way the scale was going. The scale is going upwards. Jesus is an infinite miles that way. He's beyond us. The Bible says that we have all fallen short of the glory of God. That's where Jesus is. You can put yourself anywhere on this line. It doesn't matter. Because we have all fallen short. Now Jesus came into this world. So he came from where he is. He came down here. to save us. He came down here to rescue us so that we could be taken up there with him. That's why Jesus came. Now, what did the other things mean in the Christingle? The orange represented the world. And the verse that was read was that for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. So whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. If we remain down here, we will die because of sins. But God loved the world so much that he sent his Son so that we don't need to die in our sins. We can be forgiven and taken up to heaven. The red ribbon around the orange, it represents the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross cleanses the sins of all who turn to him. And the fruits and the sweets on the cocktail sticks sticking into the orange, that represents God's good gifts to all who call on Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The greatest gift any of us can possess is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And that's what it is. It is a gift. It's there for the taking because Christ has already come. So Jesus, born as a baby, Jesus, we heard this morning, he also came to suffer. And that's what he did on the cross. That is why we can be saved. Because when Jesus came, he died on a cross. His hands were nailed. His feet were nailed. And on that cross, he suffered. Do you know why he suffered? It's because he took our sins upon himself. He took our sins upon himself. And on him, all the anger and all the punishment that we deserve, Jesus Christ took it upon himself. Jesus did that for us. That is why Jesus is great. So the angel that they announced, he will be great. And I ask you again, who is the greatest in your life? Let it be Jesus. Rest on his greatness. The Bible says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever turns to Jesus Christ, his greatness will begin to shine out of that person's heart. Jesus truly is the greatest. Amen.